I'm your host, Alderman of the Airwaves, Don Brown. And I'm joined by Johnny Watermelon of Walk Radio and our guest, our special guest, Assistant Fire Chief Joe Hoffman. And that was Midnight Oil singing Forgotten Years. And again, we do not forget our proud history in Waukesha, our suffragette heritage, our Les Paul Guitar Town heritage. And there is one aspect of history that I'm going to put you on the spot here for a sec, Joe. Chief Steve Howard, and by the way, Chief, if you're listening, you're not off the hook. We're going to have you on the show, too, along with Chief Thompson. But Chief Howard's next-door neighbor growing up was a war hero, a decorated war hero, and Chief Howard did not know about that because the guy was very, you know, great, very humble guy, great family man, and he found out as an adult who he, do you know who this guy is?
Dwayne Paulson lived next door, also a Waukesha County board member,
that's
former
right, yeah.
alderman.
No, but it's not Dwayne Paulson.
Not Dwayne, and then nope. I'm going to have to, that's the best guess I can give you.
I hope I have his name. It's Alfred E. Gorham Jr., and he was one of the Tuskegee Airmen, the only one from Wisconsin, and a few years ago, my first year as alderman, there was a special event at the county airport where you were last mm-hmm. night, honoring the Red Tails.
Yes.
And Gorham's now deceased, but his family members were there, and Chief Howard showed up, and the mayor wasn't expecting him, and he's like, wow, you know, and he goes, this guy was my next-door neighbor growing up. I had no idea.
Very
he was a Tuskegee
cool.
Airman, but he was, you know, his kids were nice. He was a great family man, all the things, and he graduated from Waukesha High,
yep.
and so I was telling Chief Howard, he belongs to Waukesha South, but Chief Howard's like, well, that where we lived was the North District, so he really should belong to Waukesha North, so that's kind of a, you know, a sticky battle here, but if we have this police fire football game on Veterans Day or some sort of thing, or are we involved the schools in that, and police and fire coach or something, that it could be for the Alfred E. Gorham Trophy.
I like it.
That's something
that's
we
a great
could,
idea.
You know, Mike Crute, because we're taking a big interest in Waukesha football. In fact, I just want to make a few announcements here. 19th is opening night. The North Stars of Waukesha North will be at Westosha Central. Where's Westosha again, Johnny? Do you know?
I don't, Don.
Do you know?
I believe just a little south from here, right?
Okay, so not too far. All right. And then Waukesha West opens up at home against the Orioles of Hartford High. And then the Blackshirts of Waukesha South will be hosting Milwaukee Lutheran. Those games are all at 7 o'clock. After this show, I'll be going over to South because there's an inter-squad scrimmage. And we'll be making a special announcement soon. Walk Radio will have a special part in Waukesha High School football. Stay tuned for more on that.
So, very exciting news.
Yeah. So that's Joe knows the inside scoop here. So, but we got to work on that Veterans Day classic. If not this year, maybe for next year. So,
all right,
we'll have to sort that out. It'd be good to see the Chiefs out there either playing or in their coaching gear.
Absolutely, we've got a lot of our members that are either more junior level coaches. So we do have a couple of our we have a very famous alumni member of Catholic Memorial High School.
That's right.
Mr. Young's son is a member of our department.
Was he on that championship team?
He was not okay. On the last one. We have some great people.
Oh, sorry. Oh, the father was.
Yes,
okay, yeah. But they always had good football there,
yep,
and they draw from a big.
Yes.
So, very neat. So, terrific. So, now, before you came to Waukesha, you were a deputy chief in Miami Township. Is that Miami, Florida?
No.
Okay.
Just outside of beautiful Dayton, Ohio.
That's right. Okay.
I joke often about my trip here to Waukesha and how I got here. It was a great journey along the way. Before being here, I was in Ohio. I worked for somebody I didn't quite enjoy working for, but
yeah,
the good news
I know,
is I met my wife.
You met her in Ohio.
Met her in Ohio.
Fantastic.
I convinced her that Wisconsin is the best place to be. I took her away from there.
She believes it.
Yeah, we've stayed here, and she cannot imagine living anywhere else. So.
Something positive came out of that.
Yes. Yeah. So.
And then before that, you were in Fondi.
Yep.
For like a year and 11 months.
Yes.
So almost 2 years. Training and safety officer.
Yeah, I spent just short of 2 years. Right around September 11th, I was up at Fond du Lac doing training and safety up there. And before that, I was out in Phoenix, Arizona, working for the Phoenix Fire Department.
That's right.
And worked for
a great
chief officer out there called Alan Brunicini. Great
and that,
man. Taught me a lot of great things of what, you know, we believe in. Taught me their basic rules were always in life. survive, prevent harm, and be nice.
Yeah.
And I can't say enough. That's truly what it comes back to and what we believe. And we've kind of adapted those rules here. And our rules here in Waukesha are be safe, be nice, and do your best. And that's all we're about. And we've got piles of books to tell you how to do your job, but it all comes down to three things.
Okay.
And it truly is being nice. And we believe that. We believe that taking care of our neighbors. We believe in hiring the best people. We believe in providing great training and then letting them out of their way to go out and make a difference in our community. So,
Kat, when you're in Phoenix, because of the heat out there, were there a lot more fire events? Were you guys busier than you were here in the Shaw?
Phoenix being such a newer community, it doesn't have a lot of fire events, but they were certainly very busy in a lot of medical environments. You know, it is amazing. I hadn't been out to Phoenix for a number of years, but the amount of, you know, the kind of the growth and continue to have the forest problems now that you never saw when I was out there.
So right.
Different times, a lot of different things going on, unfortunately, with what we're seeing. So
Is training a big part of your job as a chief safety, like that whole?
Not so much now. We here at Waukesha, we have two trainers that predominantly do. We have an EMS trainer and a fire trainer. Now I oversee both of them.
And, that's what I meant. Yeah,
in terms of a lot of all the duties as assigned, you know, a lot of that, what we do.
Oh, that's terrific.
Joe, I got a question for you. Yes. Mind if I chime in here, Don?
Go ahead, Johnny.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about the firehouse itself and the camaraderie between you and your team. I'm particularly interested in, you know, everybody hears about, you know, the firehouse chili. You guys must have some kind of cooking competition or some kind of gentleman's thing, like you got this turn.
It's the Yoki on Saturday nights, is what I
recall. And maybe stuff sits around a little too long because it's not any good, or maybe it disappears because it's really good. And who on the on your staff there is probably the most comical and practical joker guy.
There are Steve Puchinski. We talked about him a little bit ago. Yeah. He's a notorious good-hearted person. Mark Wixer, a recent retiree, lives over in the east side of Waukesha. Also, probably by far and away, I used to always joke that when we'd set up shifts back when I was a shift commander, I'd always have Mark on my shift because by far and away one of our best cooks. We each day at the station, there's usually the people pull their money together. We put our money together. The firefighters work for 3 days. You know, they work for a day. They're off for a day. They work for a day. They're off for a day. They work for a day. So
is that 24-hour shifts, Joe?
24 hours a shift.
Wow.
So they come in the morning at 8 o'clock in the morning. They go home to their families tomorrow morning at 8. So shortly thereafter, they pool their money together. Somebody usually will head out and shop, or somebody will bring food in. Maybe they'll bring some fish that they caught on their 4 days off. And, cook it up. Most Friday nights, we're having fish at our station, just like everybody else in the community.
Saturdays, you're still doing the Yoki, right?
Saturdays, almost every Saturday is a pizza dinner.
Is it Joey D or?
Pizza dinner.
Who's the guy who makes it?
All different. Everybody's got their own. Bill Dennard's one of my favorites. He's got a deep dish pizza to die for. He also has a great, it rivals our good friends down south in East Troy's apple pie in a bag.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Elegant farmer.
Yes. So,
I thought you were saying your counterparts down there were.
Yes. A lot of great things.
Hey, so I apologize before the break, because I promised before the last break that we're going to make an announcement regarding the fire department, or excuse me, the Christmas parade. As Assistant Chief Hoffman mentioned, that was probably the most difficult in his 18 years. And the city announced that in partnership with the Chamber of Commerce, there's a new date for the Christmas parade that will be on December 4th. Beginning at 4, as opposed to the traditional Sunday after Thanksgiving, which is a big shift, and a lot of it has to do with safety and some other things. Would you like to speak to that, Joe?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, both police and fire, and we've got an all hazards approach to now the parade, and then looking at it, we've got everybody involved, got them all in the room, and really identified that if we could, you know, we can't move the Memorial Day parade, because that's on Memorial Day. We can't move the July 4th parade, but the Christmas parade, if we could just move that just a little bit. We see a combination of people. A lot of our members are the fire department and the police department are outdoors people. They're up either hunting or off visiting family over the Thanksgiving holiday. If there was a way that we could just move that just a little bit outside there, it's going to allow us a lot more people to be around here, a lot greater rebound factor, and be able to make a difference. So.
Sounds great. All right. Well, my friends from Minnesota are back on, which means we got to go to a break, but stick around for our final segment with Assistant Fire Chief Joe Hoffman. More to talk about, especially with the upcoming Christmas parade and a recent honor that Waukesha received, too, as one of the most livable cities in America. So don't go away. This Week in Waukesha continues.